Hi, welcome back. It is Natalie Dale here again, and we are so glad you have found your way back to Ahead of the Curve. We're a podcast by the Georgia Department of Transportation, and we focus on the people, projects, and programs that keep Georgia ahead of the curve. We are talking to one such person today who helps us to keep the best of the best and the brightest filling all GDOT offices throughout the state, whether in the GO or whether in districts throughout Georgia. We are building the team working for you with Kelly Johnson. You won't want to miss it. So many wonderful things about GDOT and the people that are working here will be highlighted today. We'll be right back.
Our employees are the face of Georgia DOT. They work to promote our mission, share our story, and make a difference in local communities across the state. It's a big responsibility. Are you up for the challenge? Georgia DOT is looking for hard workers of all ages to join our team. Georgia DOT is looking to fill positions across the state in roles such as highway maintenance technicians, hero operators, entry-level civil engineers, survey or construction technicians, and more. Visit www.dot.ga.gov to learn more today. Serve with the team who cares. We're hiring now.
Welcome back. As promised, we are joined by Kelly Johnson today, the Strategic Workforce Director for the department. We're going to dive in a little bit with the personal information about Kelly. We like to get to know our guests. We'd like to know who you are before we talk about the wonderful things going on personnel-wise at the department. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We are very excited to have you today. And as promised, we want to know a little bit more about you. We like to know our guests, what you do outside this building, before we dive into what you do inside this building. So tell us about how you got to GDOT, back to GDOT, how you got here, what you do for fun. Just what do we need to know about Kelly?
Let's see. I am a 26-year employee. I'm all in HR, all in state government. I spent 13 years here previously with GDOT before I went to two other different agencies and came back home recently this year.
That's why I said back, because you came back.
I came back home. I did. And what I remembered about GDOT was the family feel for me. And so it was exciting to be back. Outside, I am married 27 years, four wonderful children. A new grandbaby on the way.
I'm going
to be a Gigi. Excited about that.
Is that going to be your name?
That
Gigi?
Is going to be my name.
I'm going
to be a Gigi, so I'm excited about that. I am passionate about all things people. I like to line dance, believe it or not. Have lots of fun line dancing. Active in my church, in my community, and hanging out with my kids brings me great joy. And helps re-encourage me and gives me passion. So I am a people person. I am a connector. And so HR is my passion.
Is Gigi going to be a line dance instructor for the future generation?
I mean, we can definitely work through that. I mean, they are going to have some trouble keeping up with me. But I do see a line dance opportunity in the near future for some team members.
No doubt. You said something that is, I could not agree with more, which is, GDOT is home. It is a family. And so is that part of what brought you back was just the general feel of being part of the GDOT family?
Agreed. It always felt like home, even when I was away. It felt like home. I stayed connected to certain individuals, and I kept in touch with what was going on with the agency. And so one of the benefits that many agencies don't have is a commissioner that had to stayed so long with an organization. So the culture, although people change, a lot of the culture remains the same, and that's what's really exciting for me, and to build upon that in this role is a key goal for me.
What do you think creates that culture? What do you think is sort of at the root of it, at the basis, why GDOT has that family feel? What do we owe that to?
The people. I think that people's passion, if they're engaged, they support a mission. You know, if they can see the impact and how it builds community, it's about service. You know, public service is people service. And so you have to want to buy into the mission to be part of GDOT. And then I'm a firm believer if we take care of our employees, internally, then they will in turn take care of the public. They will do better jobs for us. And so, you know, my goal is to make sure that we support our employees to the best of our abilities from a career development standpoint, from an engagement standpoint, from a benefit standpoint, and making sure that they find value every day when they come in to do the work on behalf of the department.
Well, and it's such an interesting dynamic because we serve people. It's one of our main goals. It's one of our main missions at GDOT is service to it, not just the citizens of Georgia, but those traveling through. But we are also our own customer.
Agreed.
So how do we become, how do we maintain our reputation for being service to people when we are also serving ourselves, when we are constantly giving and giving to the state? We're also the consumer. So how does that play into it?
And so that goes back to that public service and people service piece. One of the things that we, as leaders of the department, we have to make sure that our people internally feel supported, that they are developed, that they are encouraged, and that we create great working environments so that they can go out and be their best selves. And making sure that they know that we want them to take care of themselves outside of work so that they can be better individuals for the department while they're working on behalf of the department.
Do you feel, because you have relationships and conversations with someone who's starting here on the first day, or actually, let's dial it even back further, someone who hasn't even started here yet, someone who's interested, and then someone who's been here for 30 plus years. Do you think as someone coming into the department or wants to come into the department, do you think, what is their general feeling? Is it overwhelming? Is it, is it big enough to where they're trying to find their place? Where am I going to be most helpful? Where do I fit in? What do you find is the general mindset of day one or even pre-day one of someone who we're recruiting or someone who shows interested in this level of service?
Why GDOT? Why choose GDOT? And it's up to us to show new employees or potential employees why. Why GDOT is the place that they want to work. How can they grow with GDOT, and how can they be their best selves? How can they give back to the community that they live in, work in, play in, but also be great employees for us? And so we have to make sure that the culture, the environment, the benefits, all support employees and their longevity here with the department. So that is our goal. Why choose GDOT as your place to grow your career?
And we have made so much progress. But prior to that, and this is we're gonna get real, like the Bachelor, someone gave us a rose and someone chose not to give us the rose. In the past, when someone serves in a different state agency over GDOT, what did we find? Was there a common reason why someone said maybe not GDOT?
I haven't really I guess that's a challenging question because
everyone's unique.
Everyone is unique and everyone has preferences. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times you will hear that employees don't leave organizations, they leave managers. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our job is to make sure that when people choose GDOT, we have factored that in, that we have, set our managers up for success, to dealing with employees, to supporting employees. And sometimes some organizations may communicate that better. They may provide a different type of culture that the employee buys into. We know that with the new generation, the workforce very much wants to be connected to the mission. And so employees coming in have to find value in the work that they do every day. And when they don't, then they're at risk for not remaining with the department. So our job is to encourage potential employees with GDOT and current employees about how their work matters and how it ties to the mission of the organization.
I feel it. There has been a, I think post-COVID too, there's a shift. There's a
most definitely
energy. There is a, I think, a renewed desire to roll up sleeves, to become part of this family. I want to say there's a renewed desire to roll up sleeves. We are always working. But there I see fresh energy coming in, and it is so encouraging, and it is so needed. Talk to us a little bit about that recruitment versus retention, because once we get good people, how do we keep good people?
And so one of the things that's important to note that most agencies, two factors. most agencies have a turnover potential of 36%, just based off of projected retirements over the next 5 years. So we already know that we're going to lose a lot of talent and skill sets just due to retirement because of the age of the workforce. The other factor is that our biggest turnover, maybe up to 75%, is between 0 to 4 years of employment with the agency. And so we can see that employees who are coming in are not staying long-term with any agency, not let alone GDOT. But we also know that when they hit that 7 to 8 year mark, they're more likely to stay. So our goal is to, how do we close that gap? Mm-hmm. Why choose GDOT? How do we strengthen them while they're here? How do we provide value, meaningful work? How do we show them how they can grow, not just in their career, but also, you know, exposure, talent, you know, that comes with compensation, that comes with factors, so that we can develop our next set of leaders today. And so for us as a department, it's not just an HR issue. It is a department-wide issue because we need everyone to support growth and development and to support retention. And so that is why that matters for us. Engagement matters, connecting individuals to the work matters, because when we do that, we'll have better innovation, we'll have better productivity, we'll have a mission-driven workforce and a culture where everybody thrives.
And going back to something you said a little bit ago, which is people don't leave businesses, people don't leave agencies, they leave managers.
That's correct.
That 4 to 7 years, that's right when you're becoming the manager, mm-hmm. that you now have the foundation and the tools to be the manager, and sometimes the best manager, because of your connection with those coming up behind you. You're the manager, you know, those are good managers, and we want to keep those, get them to that managerial level, because then that creates a better experience for those coming up behind them. What are your favorite sort of retention tactic? What do you find is successful? Things that you've recently found are successful, or you hope are going to be successful?
Right. So in my last organization, my leaders stayed with me. I didn't turn any of my leaders my direct reports. They 8+ years they were with me, and so that signifies that. They enjoyed working with me. So that's the first step. Do I have an investment in their future growth? Am I invested in their success? Am I giving them opportunities to be productive and successful and connected to the organization? Am I challenging them? Am I making them uncomfortable so that they can grow? And then am I setting them up for success? My job as a leader is to train my replacement. And so doing that is giving them insight to the work that they can potentially take on. But also giving them the tools so that they can effectively manage their teams. We all have challenging employees in the workforce. And so how can I set the leaders up so that they can, one, handle those challenges, two, but also retain that challenging employee and then turn them around to be successful? And so one of the things that I like to say is that I invest in people. And I grow leaders. And so growing leaders means that I'm going to set you up with all the tools you need to be successful. Whatever level you're in, you can lead at whatever stage of your career. And once you feel that buy-in and that ownership and empowerment, they are more likely to stay because they are connected not only to my office or the organization or the work that they do, but they feel valued, they feel respected, they feel needed. And so those are important retention tools. I think that we can have events that support culture, but ultimately it's about relationships, it's about developing people, and it's about making sure that they understand what they do matters.
What's unique to me about GDOT is the sort of the diversity in job, in roles.
Agreed.
Here. How hard is that for you? Because, you know, we can talk about HERO in a second and how that recruitment effort wildly successful, but you know, it took some time to get there. That's a very specific job, but that is unlike a maintenance foreman.
That's correct.
Unlike someone who's designing bridges in this building. That's unlike someone who works in environmental. That's unlike a historian. There are so many different sort of places that we work in. How do you sort of step back and look at I don't even know how many different roles there are, but to develop programs and philosophies that really address, and I think you hit on it, which is at the foundation, we all want to be heard. We all want to be challenged to some point.
That's correct. You do, whether you think so or not, but you do.
It depends on the day. But you get hungry with that challenge. You want to be heard. You want to be respected. You want to be challenged. So at the foundation, it's that. But how do you step back as you're looking at recruitment efforts for just such a variety to make that work?
So I think part of it is just having a team of engaged HR professionals and making sure that, one, we understand the need. You know, a partnership is important, you know, with our leaders, our hiring managers, and do we really understand the job? And sometimes that means connecting with the individuals in the job to make sure we understand what competencies are important to be successful in the role and what things don't work well. Sometimes we think we may know and we may not. We may have to connect with a frontline manager or somebody actually doing the job. So that is the key first for success, is making sure we understand the needs of the job. And then we have to understand the environment and the talent pool that we need to recruit in. What type of employees for which roles have the greatest success? And some of that's through surveys, some of that's through just looking at metrics to see turnover data, and then looking at employees who have been there a long time. You know, what's their background like? And so it's truly understanding the roles and the individuals who are in the roles who have the greatest success or the ability to have the greatest success. And once we can do that, I think we can almost recruit for anything. And so that foundation and partnership to me is very important in making sure that we bring in the right talent for GDOT and partnering with the leaders, I think, is very important.
You know, our roles are similar in that we have to be sort of the baseline professional of every single thing in this bill. We have to know every single thing enough to translate to someone else. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we pull in the subject matter experts, but it's a lot. It's a lot to take on. You were with GDOT pre-COVID, came back to us post-COVID. What sort of difference in dynamic did you see, which everyone's dealing with? So, you know, this is certainly not specific to GDOT because the world was dealing with this. But from that viewpoint, culture shift, recruitment and retention struggles, what did you see sort of before and after?
So for me, even in my own office, post-COVID, pre-COVID, primarily all on site. You know, I mean, that's most limited teleworking. And so post-COVID, it's, you know, lots of teleworking. And so sometimes that can hinder connection. It did for my office, I think. I mean, it increases silos in some sense. And so the goal for me is to make sure that the teams are performing at their best. And sometimes to do that, they have to have more connections and understand where innovation can help us all work more efficiently. So pre and post COVID, the difference to me in the culture is the people. It's the way the people are working and how they're working. Technology has helped us work more efficiently, and in some cases it has hindered that connection that we used to have pre-COVID. Whereas before we would have conversations face-to-face, it's easy to do Teams message, and sometimes the meaning gets lost, and you don't have that relationship where you can depend on that person. If you need something, you rely on email and Teams to drive your workday. And sometimes it can be lonely, you know, and what the intent was. And so I have noticed that. And so our jobs are to create opportunities where we can drive engagement, where people can see the wonderful, diverse culture of GDOT, and then find that connection point so we can all, you know, thrive in a new direction, trying to reinvigorate the workforce to think differently about the mission and still accomplish it the same level of, I guess, vigor, if lack of a better word.
Well, and the complexity of that is for a while, and still in some cases, although most of the workforce has gone back either full-time or part-time, is that something like telework is a recruitment tool.
It is.
When you talk about benefits and stuff, that teleworking still becomes, especially for younger generations like ourselves, that's a good retention tool.
It is.
So how do you balance recruitment tools that are great to get someone in the building, but may in the long run not help to really create the family atmosphere that we've known here for forever?
And so that is always a challenge, and I think it will continue to be a challenge. I think there is a balance that you can have. I am a big supporter of teleworking. I think it does allow individuals time away from the office to be productive, to isolate and focus on items needed. But I'm also, I also like collaboration. I like seeing my team sometimes and connecting with them on a different level versus over a Teams or a phone call. So our job is to evaluate roles based on need and to make sure that we present the best opportunities to support their success. So sometimes that is more or less teleworking. I think that is a great retention tool. It helps with traffic. And typically people who telework work longer versus shorter time. So that is something that we would like to continue offering to employees depending on the role and need. But you have to also remember that a lot of the maintenance teams don't have that opportunity. They are out there every day, fulfilling their job responsibilities. And sometimes those cultures thrive off of connection. And so that reinforces that need on how do we drive success. We have to be engaged with each other in the workplace, but also engaged with the mission so that we're all doing the best to support moving GDOT towards the future.
That goes back to what we were talking about with the dynamic workforce that we have. That's here correct. At GDOT. I always say, you can't telework brine. We are not spreading brine
That's
from a
correct.
Zoom call.
That's
so, there are times when it works, and there are times when the reality of what we deal with in the building is you can't fill a pothole
That's
from a
correct.
Zoom call. And so, the balance of employees that can and can't.
That's correct.
We, again, have that incredibly dynamic workforce, which does not make me envious for what you do, because you have to think about so many different roles, so many different types of people. So we recently celebrated Customer Service Week, sort of the foundation. If someone asked me my elevator pitch on GDOT, what are the two things? Safety is our number one priority. Mm-hmm. Customer service is our foundation, period. It kind of all goes from there. How can we constantly be striving to be better at customer service within GDOT?
I think if we keep the forefront that public service is people service, that what we do matters from a people standpoint. And so from an internal GDOT, we have to make sure that we take care of our teams, from supporting culture, from supporting growth, from the maintenance teams all the way to our leadership teams. Every role has a different need. And we have to do our best to support that need to ensure that they are connected to that mission and understand what value we play. And so I think if we can continually strive towards doing that for each role, then we would inherently provide better customer service to anybody experiencing GDOT.
So Kelly, tell me, what would be your elevator pitch for someone sort of just standing outside the door, just knocking on the door to come in, ready to be part of this family? They don't know where they fit. They don't know if this is the right answer. Where would we start? What would you tell them the basis of why GDOT?
I would say, why choose GDOT? You asked me why to choose GDOT. I would say for our culture. There is no greater culture in GDOT. From our leadership team down to our maintenance, to our hero teams, the way they work together on a daily basis for emergencies, for repairs, from innovation, from driving drones. If there is a role here at GDOT for any individual that has a vested interest of making a difference, our work that we do matters. If you want to learn about you know, engineering technologies and how that impacts the way we work, we have a role for you. If you want to know how to use complex financial numbers, we have a role for you.
I do not, but there's a role for you.
There's a role. If you want to talk about contracts, if you want to present, if you want to do research, there is a role for you. And so my pitch to any employee is, why choose GDOT? Because you can grow your career here, and you will feel valued, where you will feel connected, and you will know that the work you do matters on a daily basis.
Which also speaks to retention. Why stay at GDOT?
Why stay at GDOT?
Same.
Indeed.
More granularly, where's our biggest need right now?
Our biggest need, we are recruiting for heroes. We do have some vacancies on the hero side. The maintenance side, we always need new engineers to come in and help support the work that we do. I think those are our three greatest need areas right now, from our maintenance teams to our engineers and our hero.
And those are dramatically different roles.
They are dramatically different.
If you want to work with the media, there is a role. There is a place for everyone, and we welcome you. Thank you, Kelly. I hope that anyone who's curious listening to this just jumps into your inbox and says, I heard you, and I want to dig deeper. I want to find a place for me. I know Kelly will be happy.
Indeed.
All those questions, customer service, that's what we're here for.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of Ahead of the Curve. This is Natalie Dale with Georgia DOT. Can't wait to talk to you again soon. Bye.